You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi there, this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and Robin Witten, who's the editor and founder of Audiophile, is with me not just today, but this entire week, and we're going to get the lowdown on what she's listening to. Hi, Robin, how are you?
I'm fine, Joe.
So where are we beginning this week?
We are truly all over the map this week. We're going to start with Alice's Farm.
Okay, and the author is?
Alice's Farm is written by Mary Rose Wood and read by Dion Graham.
Ah.
So this is a wonderful story for the whole family. And to set it up a little bit, we all know that rabbit folk don't always get along with farmers. But Alice and her rabbit siblings and all the other inhabitants of the meadow are very interested in the new hipster family that has moved onto the farm next door. So they're going to help those farmers. And I tell you, listeners will have a lot of fun with this.
Oh, my God. Tell me the farmers came from Brooklyn. Tell me it's so.
It is so.
Oh, love it.
So the human people are the mother and dad and Carl and his baby sister. And they are moved to the farm to have a healthy rural life. But they don't know that the rabbit folk really run the farm.
Oh, you see, I would have gotten that very quickly. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
So, you know, this Mary Rose Wood is the author of The Incorrigible Children of Ashton Place.
You know, the thing I love about Mary Rose Wood is which is not to say she doesn't work hard at her craft.
I think so. And just to make that point for everyone, the names in Alice's Farm are so fabulous. We have a dog named Foxy, a fox named Doggo, and a bald eagle named John Glenn.
Oh, what else? That's so much fun. And of course, all of this is put together by Dion Graham.
Indeed it is. And Dion Graham pulls out all the stops for the animals and the humans. It is a fabulous audiobook full of so many inventive voices. And Dion is just amazing.
I want to hear a little bit right now. Do you want to set this up?
This is Alice just beginning to explore the meadow. And we hear a little bit from Lester, who is the old wise rabbit. And he's encouraging her to look around.
Okay. This is Alice's Farm by Mary Rose Wood. And it's read by the fabulous Dion Graham.
When that wore her out, she flopped onto her side and stretched so long you'd think she was made of taffy. She rolled belly up and kicked her back feet like she was trying to jump off the sky. She'd never yet felt so open to the world, so small and so big at the same time. If this was what growing up felt like, it was all right.
"Hop on up here, youngster,"
Lester commanded. Alice hopped once, twice, three times. It's a rabbit's inborn wisdom to zigzag when going from place to place for safety's sake, and landed on a low, wide tree stump the fabled former farmer had never bothered to drill out. She pressed her body close to Lester's. She wasn't scared exactly, but being out in the open had a strange, floaty quality about it. It was nice to have something warm and familiar to lean against.
"You're missing the view,"
Lester said.
"Why don't you sit up and look?"
Alice rose halfway until she could see over the tallest grass.
Is there anything that man can't do?
I mean, we only heard a couple of those voices, but it's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
We've got chipmunks, voles, the bald eagle, the dog, the fox, the humans. Fabulous.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. It really does. It sounds just what we need to hear right now, you know?
It is.
That is Alice's Farm by Mary Rosewood, and it is read by the fabulous Dionne Graham. Robin, thank you. That is a great suggestion, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. It's a good start to the week.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Blackstone Publishing, a 30 years plus independent audiobook publisher that's now also publishing print books and ebooks. Look for the YA dystopian thriller, The Key to Fear, from New York Times bestselling author Kristen Cast. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.